Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 20 with verses 24 through 28. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and that the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Amen. The world is beckoning you to believe in their power, where even governments will control every aspect of your life. This is the meaning of the line in my poem, "Authority isn't your lord of this age." We are doomed if mankind doesn't recognize the true God of heaven and earth, for the world has become indignant to natural law and sees fit to call others by an unnatural title that fits their own agendas of wanting to be well known. It's as if they are standing on a stage constantly, seeking adoration as some sort of demigod. There is no need for names. They receive enough attention already, and not the kind of attention the Lord asks of us to deliver. Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. We must become the one who serves every aspect of justice. Right over wrong, truth over fallacy, salvation, redemption, offering life eternal by the blood of the Lamb. We must overcome this selfishness of exacting pain instead of reconciliation. It is the real way God has asked us to be, like willing to serve even the least as much as the confused, who seek their own agenda and not that of their neighbor as themselves. This, my friends, is one of the spiritual works of mercy, teaching the ignorant while bearing wrongs patiently and forgiving wrongs willingly, but teaching truth over ignorance. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We always pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, and our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. Always pray for the dying each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother for the sake of Sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 20. With verses 24 through 28, we've got a three-stanza poem. It's titled, "Authority Isn't Your Lord of This Age." Indignant became hearing the 10 brothers too discipled, some outrage, summoned by Jesus to overcome sin. Authority isn't your Lord of this age. You among be not a forceful ruler. Authority theirs will always be felt. Servant shall you be, nothing cooler. Slave be first, be the serving one who knelt. Man's son served, be not. Served was his call. Many ransomed, not forgot. Salvation for all. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 7th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today we are entertaining our pastor, and he'd mentioned a movie in one of his homilies recently, and we're going to watch that. It's the cartoon Cars, actually. And we're going to pay attention to their community building and continue to lift up the Lord together. We thank you today for sharing your time with us this morning. It's Sunday. Get out and see your preachers, your teachers, and tithe as you can. We ask all of this in Jesus' name as we close. It's 7-Eleven in His name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you.